Actually, what I want to talk about is directly related to what we've been experiencing in the last 3 days over the weekend. And that is the wonderful service attitude that so many devotees exhibited in celebrating the appearance of Srimati Radharani. I think of all the festivals that we celebrate here in the Bhavani Rati, and there are many, Radhashtami brings out the most ecstatic feelings amongst the devotees and the community at large. And to just think back with gratitude, as I'm trying to do with this little speech this evening, think back with gratitude at devotees that took part in the festival from various groups on Friday evening, where they had the boat festival. Many families came together and they walked around with the pole, leading the duties on their boat around us. Nice family atmosphere around the world, young children, old people, middle-aged people, everybody, and family groupings took the duties for a boat ride. That was a feature I noticed of that festival. Thank you. And then, of course, right after the morning, there was a tremendous and beautiful and expertly executed duty dressing with new outfits, flower decorations, which we can still see to some extent. But it just fills my heart with gratitude to see such an outpouring of emotion on the part of devotees in executing their service. There was nothing but extra overtime that went into planning, creating, decorating, and finally presenting the darshan of Sri Sri Radhasaya Sundar. And there were a group of dedicated pujaris that do that. So that was beautiful. And a whole other group of pujaris did the abhishek. And how many different groups of loving devotees do you have in the Radha Shyam Sundar to draw out the love in different ways? I think Brahma Vrindaprabhu made the comment that evoked my gratitude most when he said that it's not that you're just pouring substances, juices on the deities, but you're actually showing your love by bathing the deities. I thought that was a very heartwarming observation that he made. And then, of course, the kirtan, both morning and evening, and from what I understand, it went to at least 10:30 last night. The outpouring of love and devotion that comes from seeing the holy name. I think it's unique in religious practice around the world. Many other religions have dance and singing as part of their worship. But the intensity and the duration of kirtan, worshiping the lordships here at the temple just yesterday, in my mind, evokes a sentiment of gratitude. Now, over the years, primarily based on my service, I've looked at festivals like we had over the last several days and tried to gauge how successful they were in terms of management and that everything went nicely. It's one way to look at a festival, but sometimes if that's your own point of view, you miss the devotion. So thank you. So not having that burden any longer, but being able to see the devotion evoked gratitude in my heart. So what else was a special occasion? We should look forward to it every year and pour our heart into it. Not just on that day, but for the 364 other days of the year. It'll make my last one very special for you. So, I've sincerely meant everything I'm saying, but I'm also saying it because it's an introduction to what I wanted to speak about this evening. And to begin that, we go to Bhagavad Gita, 15th chapter, text number 15. Do we have it up there? Sarvasya chaham hrisam visto. Matasmitya gyanam apohanam cha. Pradeshya seva avaham bhajyo. Vedanta kripera idha eva chaham. One or two people in chat.
Sarvasya chaham hrisam visto.
Sarvasya chaham hrisam visto.
Matta smriti gyanam apohanam cha.
Matta smriti gyanam apohanam cha.
Vedeshya sarve ahameva vedyo.
Vedeshya sarve ahameva vedyo.
Vedanta kripeva vidyo.
Translation of purport by the English Srila Prabhupada. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. For all the Vedas, I am to be known. Indeed, I am the compiler of Vedanta, and I am the knower of the Vedas. Purport. The Supreme Lord is situated as Paramatma in everyone's heart, and it is from him that all activities are initiated. The living entity forgets everything of his past life, but he has to act according to the direction of the Supreme Lord, who is witness to all his work. Therefore, he begins his work according to his past deeds. Required knowledge is supplied to him, and remembrance is given to him. And he forgets also about his past life. Thus the Lord is not only all-pervading, he is also localized in every individual's heart. He awards the different fruitive results. He is worshipable not only as the impersonal Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but and the localized Paramatma, but as the form of the incarnation of the Vedas as well. The Vedas give right directions to people so they can properly mold their lives and come back to Godhead, back to home. The Vedas offer knowledge of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and Krishna and his incarnation as Vyasadeva is the compiler of the Vedanta Sutra. The commentation on the Vedanta Sutra by Vyasadeva in the Srimad Bhagavatam gives real understanding of Vedanta Sutra. The Supreme Lord is so full that for the deliverance of the conditioned soul, he is the supplier and digester of foodstuff, the witness of his activity, and the giver of knowledge in the form of the Vedas. and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, the teacher of the Bhagavad Gita. He is worshipable by the conditioned soul. Thus, God is all good. God is all merciful. So I'll stop there for now. Make a few comments. Om Gyanatananda Shaganjana Shalakaya Chakshun Vedam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. When I was having all this realization about gratitude that I just mentioned, my mind couldn't help but remember, and probably Krishna giving me the remembrance, I remember a very dear devotee of our community that passed away several years now, Mother Adriana was her name. She was from Washington, D.C. and came down here, disciple Bhakti Tirtha Swami. Came down to Latra to spend her final years with us in this community. Every time that I would encounter Adriana, I'd ask her how she's doing, and she gave me the same response. The thing about all the responses that she gave to you as well? Blessed by the best, it's probably another one. But the one I'm thinking about is, I ask her, how are you? And she said, I'm grateful. She said, I'm grateful. Now at the time, I took that as a routine statement. Certainly, a religious person that's led a full life is grateful. She was in a lot of pain in her old age. So it's something to be grateful to about as well. But if you know what I'm doing, you know there was something wrong. You were talking in your eye. So she would say, I'm grateful. It seemed to me that she meant something wrong, but there was more to it than, I'm getting around in the night. I have a word or need to go to the doctor. Those kind of things that you're grateful for. So I wonder, what is gratitude? What does she mean when she says she's grateful? What do you mean when you say we're grateful? It's an important question. His Holiness Ram Das Swami recently read something from him about what is gratitude. I thought it was really instructive. So I want to share with him this evening. Pretty short. What is gratitude? Here's what one last one says gratitude is. Gratitude is a divine virtue that is so important that other divine virtues cannot exist without it. Spirituality grows like a seed, like seeds within our heart. The goodness of our lifestyle protects that seed. Our spiritual practice of chanting God's names, reading scriptures, doing seva for God and others waters the seed. But gratitude is what makes the ground fertile so that all those other virtues will actually have its maximum effect. If fertile soil allows the seed to go through its roots, deep roots, and grow very strong. Without a grateful heart, for that, a grateful heart is essential. So he's defining an enabling attitude. Gratitude is an enabling attitude. And if we have it, then what's enabled? All of the spiritual qualities in our life. So I like that. I thought, yes, that's what it means to be grateful. When I started searching more to find out other, deeper, not necessarily deeper, but other definitions of what is gratitude. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrita, he talks about gratitude also. He says that there are generally four ways in which people take up the practice of worshiping God in their life. Out of fear, for satisfying material aspirations, out of a sense of duty, and out of personal genuine attraction to the Lord. So he categorizes gratitude as this in the category of out of a sense of duty, one feels grateful for the creation, for all that one has. And one begins worship in that way. In other words, back to what Dr. Thakur said, that gratitude is one of the first symptoms we feel when we want to worship the Supreme Lord. But is there more? Is there more to this virtue of gratitude? Well, it turns out that there is more. This came out of a discussion that I had with my wife. Generally, many things come out when you have a discussion with your wife. But she also happens to be a new man in Sanskrit, and so I ask her, what's the Sanskrit word for gratitude? Because we know by studying Shivaba's books, the expert way he's created them with the original Sanskrit, their transliteration, their English translation, the specific meaning of words becomes part of that type of analysis. And you can go deeper by studying different aspects. So I ask her, read about your Dasa. What's the Sanskrit word for gratitude? Well, first I ask her, does Krishna speak about gratitude in Bhagavad Gita? Does he use that term, gratitude? Apparently not. But is there a Sanskrit word for gratitude? Of course there is. And I think you'll find it is interesting, because it provides us maybe a peek into what and why we're sort of keeping to yourself when she said I'm grateful. So the Sanskrit word for grateful is kritagya. Kritagya. And I recognize just from my interaction with Prabhupada's books, kṛta means doing something. Something is done, kṛta. And gya means to know, knowledge, jnana. Okay. So kṛta gya means grateful. Now let's think about that for a moment. To know what's been done, as the way it can be translated. To know what's been done. And if you know what someone did for you, or what someone, or what the devotees did in putting on the stress for this last week, and if you know what was done, then you feel some gratitude for all that has been done. And this is why I chose these verses from Bhagavad Gita, this verse 15:15. Because in 15:15 we have a view of Krishna informing Arjuna of what is being done for him, what is being done for our living beings. We often don't think about it. How are debtors, Prabhupada says, from the time you are born in this world, you are debtor. You are debtor to those that have come before you and prepared a place where you live and you are born into. You have those that have cultivated knowledge that have created the atmosphere in which you live. Something has been done. Something has been done. So, knowing what has been done is an important part of gratitude. And what do we have to be grateful for? I'm talking personally. Even Brahma was talking personally. I'm grateful. She has some secret. She was experiencing something. I believe she knows what had been done. I'm grateful who I'm grateful wasn't that I'm grateful I didn't ride to see my doctor yesterday. But I'm grateful to be a devotee of Krishna. I'm grateful to be this close to the end of life, making transit to Krishna's association. And if you don't have that faith, and say that you're grateful, if you understand that in fact, in truth, that yes, at this junction between life and death, I have an opportunity that's been given to me. It's already done. Srila Prabhupada came, he gave a holy name. It's already done. We just have to take it up and we get the full measure that he gave to us. So what are some of the things that he's done? So Rashi Chaham Hari Sani has done to the Purvamancha. He says that for me become knowledge, remembrance, and forgetfulness. I think the purport has some striking language. It says that the Supreme Lord is so full that for deliverance of the conditioned souls, he is the supplier and digestion of foodstuff. We can't even eat without being grateful. I think the Christian religion, they feel some of this gratefulness. At least my brother-in-law did. He was a true Christian. And every Thanksgiving, when we would visit him, he would do the blessing. And the first thing that he came out of his mouth at the blessing was, "Thank you, Lord." Because he knew that Krishna is a supplier and a digester of food. That's why we make our offering to the deities. That's why we, that's part of deity worship. It gives us a chance to know what has been done. And in thanks and gratitude to respond to the Lord. So, what are some of the other things that we can say that have been done for us and that we need to be grateful for? Can anybody say? Maybe from your life, Sukha?
I was just
going
to say that Prabhupada created all these temples all over the world so that practically wherever we go, we have family, you know. We know what to expect and get some, have some shelter.
We don't factor in what most people factor in when you travel halfway around the world. Accommodation, this, that, all the costs. You go, you have a whole new world, it's already done. Stay in the ashram or some other convenient place, more possible. Prabhupada did that. He was criticized also. Mayapur, who built a guest house first. Because where will the devotees, my disciples, stay if I don't create a place for them? So he's already done. He's taking care of us and providing for us. We need to be grateful for that. Yes, Pachara?
I was thinking of knowledge that was given to us by Srila Prabhupada Krishna, so that when bad things happen or some situation, we have understanding of what's going on rather than just blaming others or, you know, yeah.
How valuable that is, thank you, Richard, how valuable that is when all people around us are losing their heads because of something, understanding how this material world works, how we can get knowledge. It's described in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna Kashyapu, actually it's telling a story to a standard who slows their hearts. Because his brother, in the reaction, had been killed. And so he told a story about a king, I think his name was Jagannath or something. And a small boy came on the battlefield with the other wives that were crying over their dead husbands, and he spoke translating knowledge that you're referring to, and how that helped so much in that situation. So, yes. Prabhupada gave us knowledge, so our lives here in this material world are better off. Anybody else? Yes.
Prabhupada gave us a transcendental understanding by dint of one's own experiences in life. He can understand what another is going through and act accordingly.
Yes, and thank you for your comment. And you bring out a very important fact about what has been done. Because you ask us to do it also. To take the world and go out and give people. He gave. He simply asked us to do as he's done. It's all done, even that way. Help others. Thank you.
Anybody else?
And I have another, yes, please.
I love how Prabhupada, even very early on, 1966, he had the idea to record himself. You know, he wanted a recorder. Even sometimes it was just a couple people in the room and he'd record it. And then it became that every time Prabhupada speaks, you know, record it. And I just like the gift of being able to hear the sound vibration of a pure devotee. You know, like other religions and traditions have their founders and kind of powerful. Maybe it was long ago, but they actually have that sound vibration now to be able to listen to. I feel like it's such a blessing.
Mm-hmm. It's a very good point. Prabhupada gave us the practice of recording him. Because he knew. He knew how valuable that is. And so, what do we know? We know nothing. But he knew us, therefore we acted. And we're grateful for him acting. But you know, the thing is about all these things that we're mentioning about being grateful for, they also build up. They reach a crescendo in our experience, which is not just gratitude, and here we go back to the other journey, because even in your deathbed in the hospital, I talked to him, you don't know the same man, I'm grateful. It becomes a method to express our love for God. It's not just convenience or out of etiquette that we feel obliged and we feel grateful, but actually it's an opportunity for us to go from worship, go to worship and surrender. And we find that in Bhagavad Gita also. Some of the verse to 15:15, this one's Bhagavad Gita 18:61. Prabhupada says in the verse, the Lord is situated in everyone's heart origin and is directing the wanderings of all living entities. We are seated as on a machine made of immaterial energy. Prabhupada's purport, I think, is very instructive. Because it takes us to the progression of coming to expressing love through this gratitude. And his purport, he says, the living entity is not independent. One should not think himself independent of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The individual is always under the Lord's control. Therefore, one's duty is to surrender. And that is an injunction of the next verse. So we surrender, we worship, we love. That's the prescription laid out in front of us. Again, in the last days, Prabhupada said, your love for me will be shown in how you cooperate after all of God. So he was expecting that love would be done, that we would love him, continue to love him. And the practical way to share it is gratitude, cooperation. How does it feel at least this close to such a festival as we had with Radhastani? The next time we have an opportunity to do some service in one of the areas that was so much bigger presented during this past weekend, that I was saying, no, I don't want to do it. I hope she'll be jumping at the opportunity. Can I help with the duty chores? Yes, I can do this. Can I help with the cooking in the kitchen? Yes, I can do this. Can I help with taking down to set up for the festival? Yes should leap from our hearts out of love. That's gratitude. That's gratitude. So fortunately we have opportunities to continue this process. If we're not there yet, guess what? The patience of the giver is more than we can expect, more than we deserve. Patiently waiting for us to surrender out of love. So these are some thoughts on gratitude. Does anybody have any reflections, comments, questions?
I just
wanted
to say you were talking about the festival. Festival yesterday, and it reminded me of the spiritual world must be like that. That everywhere there's someone thinking of Krishna, Radha Krishna, and how to serve. You know, at every department, I mean, I went around to different places to do some little thing, and there was happy service going on in each place. And I just was thinking, that's what the spiritual world is like. Hundreds of thousands of gopis serving Krishna, you know, Chintamani Prakata Sattva. I was just thinking how wonderful that is, and there is gratitude that that's, like you said, you're hearing the Hare Krishna mantra everywhere, and fire sacrifice, devotees serving on the altar, people still cooking in the kitchen. It was just such a spiritual atmosphere. That's what the spiritual world's all about.
I think you're 100% correct. Yes, that is what the spiritual world is about. Thank you for nicely expressing it.
Along the lines of Mother Ruchira, I was thinking something similar while I was in the kitchen, and I said to one of the other cooks, I said, wow, in the spiritual world, it will be like this every day. So everywhere is devotees enthusiastically serving, and just let me pick some flowers, and you know, watching where the flower goes, and so it was just amazing. Thank you.
Thank you.
Vendakesh always tells one thing, that it's like the altar expands. There are 13-15 people on the altar. There's that big kunda. There are all the offerings, and it's very amazing how everything can fit on that small altar. She always says that. And I really want to thank Mother Ruchira and Mother Akuti and Mother Varuni and all that kitchen crew that works tirelessly so many days in advance they start. I'm really grateful. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother Ruchira.
He does parking.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. Yeah, I was just thinking about what she just did, the importance of verbalizing the gratitude between the devotees, in general, and in the community as we go through the world. It is so nice. And it's not that we want to be recognized. We do want to be recognized, actually, by Krishna, but when it's recognized, devotional service kind of gets a booster that it's not, you know, it's not for nothing, but it's being accepted and genuinely appreciated. So I just want to mention that importance of verbalizing the gratitude between each other. Something she just did.
That's very, very good point. Thank you very much for that. I think I've read or heard some place where gopis are speaking and they say, oh, she's serving so nicely. They're observing and seeing how nice. Let's give her this opportunity. So, you want to speak, even when we're human beings, or notice the good work of others. The loyalty of devotional service is so great that if anyone does even just a little bit of service, it changes the course of their material existence for millions of births. So how glorious it is. What kind of service someone does. Any last comments before we end? Yes.
Yes, taking maybe a definition of gratitude in Sanskrit, kritagya, to know what was done for you. It just helped me remember one time I was in New York and I was just chanting alone in the temple and Radha Swami came in and he said to me, I was just chanting distracted, you know? And he came up to me and he said, if you could just see the value and the beauty of what you have right now, you know, you're sitting here in the temple looking at the deities, you're chanting the name of Krishna. He said, if you could just see it, you'd be rolling on the ground in ecstasy. And that's what he told me. it was just like, it was a wake up, you know, for me. I was just chanting, kind of thinking about who knows what. But he walked in and just, you know, he's seeing the value of what we have. It takes a kind of realization to really feel gratitude. You have to really see the value and what was done, like you said, to know what was actually, what's being done for you right now. Mm-hmm. And just kind of remember that when you gave that definition of what it means, you know, gratitude.
Thank you for the comment. Okay, we'll end there. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.